Hi there, everybody. This is Tracy, and it is a Tip Tuesday. It's been a really long time since I've made a Tip Tuesday, and I wanted to follow up on a video I made a few weeks ago on smear campaigns and the three different levels of smearing that they do to us. Someone has asked me a question that I thought really deserved a good answer, because I think it's a question that many of you have. Why would a narcissist, beyond the breakup, beyond the divorce, beyond being completely free of this person for years and years, why would they continue to conduct a smear campaign? And the reason is simple. You can tell the truth about what happened in your relationship, but they can't. So they need to fabricate this crazy story that has no resemblance of truth, mostly because they think they'll never get caught. If you happen to find out that they're telling all these smears and lies about you years and years later, it's not really about you. And the lies and things that they're telling people right now are there to boost themselves up. When they lie about something, it's to cover their own tracks. They are projecting things that they've done onto you. And so when you hear these things, you can certainly let them bother you, or you can simply laugh them off, because they have no power here. Just like the little witch in The Wizard of Oz, she had no power there in Oz, and she couldn't do anything to the Munchkins, right? Think of it that same way. If you let these lies bother you, and if you let these lies hurt you again, despite that it's been so long, who's losing? Only you. They do not lose, they do not forfeit anything in that smear. In fact, it's just there to cover themselves up. If they are telling lies that, you know, you stole money, they probably stole money. If you were a cheater, they were the ones cheating. So know the truth and hold on to that. And, you know, be prepared that narcissists are like rabid dogs. They really aren't going to forget things. But it's your job to forget. It's your job to banish them out of your mind. It's your job to release them from having any power over you, because that's all they want. They want to continue to hurt you, despite the fact that they've been gone for so long. So what if you took the power away and said, thanks, but it's not going to work this time? It's a much healthier, and I know that some of you are in it right now, being drowned by these lies, being drowned by these smears and false allegations of things that are so absurd that nobody could possibly believe you, and yet you need to defend yourself. Know that despite them holding on to you, you can't do anything about them holding on to anger and resentment and lies. But you can do something about yourself right now. You can say, I banish you. I banish you from having any power over me. And when you do that, you will be free. And if it's not today because you're in the middle of crazy, know that someday all of this will make sense. And there will be a lesson that you had to learn. And when you learn it, it won't repeat itself. So do your homework. Build yourself back up again. And just don't give a shit what they say about you, because they have no power here. That's Tracy. This is all I've got. Please visit my website, narcissistabusesupport.com, and get some resources out there. If you have questions, I coach people all over the world, and we do it right over video, so you don't have to be anywhere near me. I'd be happy to talk with you and see how we can change your life. That's all I got. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again next time. Don't forget to subscribe. Thanks.